So we're going to talk about what the expectations are moving forward. And so, as you just heard, we will not be back in the building before the end of the school year. So that has kind of thrown a, as I hate to say the word, pivot into what we're going to do and the way we're going to educate students. So today, myself and Mr. Callahan went to the Martin Center to speak with them about their space that they have out there, and if we would be able to use that space, what would that look like and such. And so we went through our calendar and their calendar to see what they had available. And they actually have that space available to us. It would be available to us for the whole semester. There's two dates that wouldn't be available, and I told them that wouldn't be a problem. We could work with that. And so then from there, we went to the city administrator's office and talked with him and talked about what would the cost look like for us, because currently the cost to rent the Martin Center a day is $665. And so would the city be willing to work with us on that price in order for us to be able to use that facility? And so they're going to take it to the city council meeting on Monday evening, which I plan on being at, so that we can have representation there and talk through that. The other question out there was the Wi-Fi. Would there be enough Wi-Fi power for us to put two classes out there? Looking at the junior and senior class would be who's out there, which would be about 360 people roughly between students and adults, and then get a hold of MMU and see if we could up the power and then what we would need to do for Wi-Fi.
Christina, I'm gonna stop you for a second.
Through what the plan would look like for our students to return and seat. One of the dates that, let me rephrase, we're looking to do in-person education. Right now, our teachers are in the building at the high school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, okay, so they can help students. Our thought is that we would continue with Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and it would be required for students to be in seat Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 to noon. Juniors and seniors would be housed out at the Martin Center, and freshmen and sophomores would be housed at MHS in the auditorium or in the little theater, in the commons area, wherever we have space available to put them, they would be there. I would have teachers with them. 18 teachers would be at MHS, and 16 would be out at the Martin Center. And those teachers would be, the way we split teachers up is, if you teach primarily freshmen and sophomores, you would be in the MHS. If you teach primarily juniors and seniors, you would be at the Martin Center. With that being said, we have some teachers that go back and forth, and so they have some higher. And so I've already had one department submit what it could look like for their teachers to go back and forth between the two so that all their kids will be covered. Now, please note, that's not gonna be a traditional classroom setting of us handing out lecture or that type of thing. It will be asynchronous learning, so it'll be a flipped classroom per se, where kids can go to Mr. Paprick, I'll use him, Mr. Paprick, and get help with their math, and he can help all students with their math. Okay, there'll be English teachers there, there'll be all of our core content teachers will be there to help out. And then the same thing goes at the high school. Then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, students would be required to attend Google Meets, just as they are now, for lecture, for discussion, and to get new content. This would be a lot, so then students would have attendance taken. Currently, we are taking attendance, but it's not on the hour when kids are there, and I'm not gonna lie, it's a hit and a miss in trying to catch kids. Our thought is if we get students in front of us on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we're putting eyes on them, and then Tuesdays and Thursdays, they're in a Google Meet, and they're expected to be there. And so 5 days a week, our students are expected to be in class, which I think will help out with attendance and getting content and such. We then will have food for our students. I talked today with Jennifer for food service. That would happen at the high school. They would have a grab-and-go breakfast in the morning and then a grab-and-go lunch in the afternoon at 12 o'clock. Any student who walked to the high school normally, if they were a junior or senior, would walk to the high school, and then we would bus them to the Martin Center. Okay, so they would be bused out there. Juniors and seniors who drive would still be allowed to drive out to the Martin Center. Once we were finished with the day, they would be bused back into the high school, and then they'd be allowed to release and go grab their lunch and go home at noon, and then all of our bus students would be transported home as well. I talked with Craig, we worked through that, what that looks like, how would we make that happen, and he said, they'll make it happen. Whatever we need to do, they'll make it happen. We have talked about what the transportation looks like out at the Martin Center, so like their drop-off pickup, that was a question from the city administrator today. He also asked us about evacuation for fire, tornado, intruder and such, and so Mr. Cooney, who's in charge of that at the high school, went out there and is putting a plan together for us out there as well. So we are thinking about all of those pieces that we normally have in a normal school. I'm trying to think, did I forget anything, Mr. Callahan? Oh, SCC, thank you. I look at you, just made me think. Our 3-hour blocks at the SCC would continue the way they have. We will try to work with our students who are going to miss that morning time frame on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to work with regular classroom teachers, try to figure out a way to probably to help them out in the afternoon with core classes that they have, and try to work through that. What would it look like for my staff? That's always a question, I know. So staff from 8 to noon, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday would be with kids. In the afternoon, they would come back to the high school and plan and get stuff posted for and do videos and stuff and get stuff posted for the next Wednesday, the next day of asynchronous. They could also collaborate and talk about, okay, I don't only teach sophomore English, but I also teach juniors, and the sophomores are asking these questions, how do I help them with this? So that that way we have the collaboration happening and we know what's going on. Questions that you guys, that you all might have of me right now.
How's student management gonna look if we don't have students going hour by hour to classrooms?
So the way the student management will look is that we have separated the teachers, so we have 16 and 18, and we have six teachers, so we have all times, so we have six teachers in each group that have the opposite age group for all time, so we will pair them. So I'll use Mr. Makings and Ms. Quick. Mr. Makings has freshmen all time, but deals normally with mostly juniors and seniors. Ms. Quick has juniors and seniors, but we would have her be with the freshmen and sophomores. So they would just change all time. So Ms. Quick would have the freshmen, Mr. Makings would have the juniors. So they would just switch. And so they would be taking attendance for those students and making sure that who they're accounted for. And then from that point in time, then it's gonna kind of be if I need help from Dr. Myers, then I'm gonna go to Dr. Myers and get my help, and then I would go back to my home base to do what I needed to do.
So students will be kind of like free-floating. Is that a concern?
That is. No, it is not. We don't have a concern with that. There's a reason we're keeping the freshmen and sophomores at the high school. We will have an administrator. I mean, I'm just going to be honest with you. There's a reason we have them there. And so we will have an administrator in each building, as well as a counselor, as well as a secretary. I mean, so we will have, I will ask Officer Gibson to go back and forth between the two buildings. To help out with that piece as well. Yeah. And then custodial wise, the Martin Center did ask if we could help them with some custodial services. And so I currently have two during the day, and so that would be something where we would ask one of them to go out and help with that piece.
If they'd be happy to give us a discount, I'm sure we'd be happy to have our staff help out with
their
jobs.
Most definitely. And that was one of the things that was brought to our attention today, is if there's a wedding or something there on a Friday, you know, that they're going to set up for a Friday afternoon. And I said, you know, we can help tear down. That's something we can help out with.
Stuff.
Right, yes. So when would this start? So one of the dates at the Martin Center that they are already booked is January the 5th. So we would start this whole process. I know students are to return to school on January 4th. January 4th, 5th, and 6th, it would look like it has looked for the last 4 weeks, okay? The 7th is when we would start totally in, like the in-person piece. That is a Friday. That is when we would start that piece, and then it would just roll after that. That is because the Martin Center is booked already on the 5th, and I can't change that. And so that would be one of those situations where we would do what we've been doing, and then the 7th, you know, they are full in the seats.
Okay.